This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
Yes, good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And yes, we were off last weekend. I was getting my second one out of the house, moving them to Boston area.
Well, that's always good news.
Two down, one to go. So, yeah, very good news. But, my wife's like, no, you can't do the show, honey. We have to move our son. I was like, all right, I guess I can do that. So we are back, though, today. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. If you have any technology-based questions, we're here to help you understand them if we can or give you some advice. Also, I'm trying to fire up the old Facebook stream there. It's, Zuckerberg's got it spinning. I don't know why. Just sitting there spinning. But we'll get it going during the break. And you can see a couple of pasty white computer geeks live here in the studio if you'd like to. And you can even ask your questions through the Facebook page as well. And we'll try to monitor that. So as usual and customary, I was driving in, I think it was Monday morning, listening to Brian and Company. And they had a guest on that was talking about a story about Bloomfield, little old Bloomfield, Connecticut.
Bloomfield, really?
Yeah, Bloomfield has made international news.
International? How?
Yeah, so basically some researchers from Stanford and the London School of Economics have said that Bloomfield is the best town or city for remote work.
Remote work?
Remote work. Now, of course, if you're the mayor of Bloomfield, that really shouldn't be something that gets you excited, because remote work means what do you not have to do to do remote work in Bloomfield?
Be in Bloomfield.
Exactly. So it's really not something you should be happy with or proud of, because the companies that are within your town are offering jobs all over the planet to anybody who wants to work anywhere besides your town. So you get no taxes on the office space, no taxes on the hardware or the technology involved. Nobody driving to Bloomfield restaurants for lunch. Nobody buying homes in Bloomfield. You don't need to, right? So you don't have to pay the taxes in Bloomfield. You don't have to pay the car taxes in Bloomfield. You don't have to pay the income taxes in Connecticut. Well, you may have to do that because you're still going to be quote unquote working for Connecticut.
Well, that they get, but Bloomfield doesn't get any of that money.
Nothing. So I was just listening to the interview, and it was, Brian was talking, I'm not sure who the person was, but this is not a good thing. This is not something you're shooting for. You want your town to be the best place for workers to work in, not for folks to work remotely from Fort Lauderdale into Bloomfield. I mean, they're not choosing Bloomfield. They don't have to. They can just do the work remotely. So I don't know how we're going to fix that, but I just found that whole thing ironic that, you know, the mayor was like, oh, yeah, we're top for remote work. This is not something you want to shoot for. So that's something that we'll put up there as a link for you. You can read it. Connecticut Insider has a story on it as well, CT Insider. And let's not aspire for more towns to be that way, because as it is, it's hard enough to get people to come to Connecticut and work.
Right.
And making it even easier to not be here is not what we're looking for. So what else you got, Dennis?
Well, I've got a story here from Tom's Hardware about a little mishap that Asus had with some of their more advanced home routers.
Mishaps? We don't like mishaps.
Mishap, yeah. What happened was these routers have a feature that's actually provided to them by Trend Micro.
Okay.
And it's supposed to help do some web filtering, keep you away from bad domains, similar to what OpenDNS does.
Gotcha.
But it's in the router instead of being somewhere else.
Right.
Now, apparently they put out an update to this logic. They have to update it repeatedly because, you know, new domains come out that are no good.
And right.
There's different thinking that goes into figuring that out.
Yep.
So it constantly gets updated like an antivirus.
Yep.
Well, they put out an update that apparently triggered what seems to be kind of a memory leak.
A memory leak.
And what would happen is the router's memory while running this logic would fill up. And then at some point, it would stop functioning because it can't process any more instructions.
Okay.
So the router effectively becomes dead.
Nice. That does sound like a bit of a snafu.
And the real problem is, how do you update the firmware that you just botched on a router that doesn't function?
Well, I would say you pull the plug and reboot, and hopefully the leak gets cleared.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a controversy about how well that can be fixed.
You're kidding. So they bricked their own routers, is what you're saying? Are they bricked?
That's what some people are claiming.
Oh, my gosh.
My impression is that it probably should, you know, once you restart it, it should function at least long enough to get the new update and then go. But they're having some trouble with it, and they wouldn't even admit to it at first.
That sounds about right.
But then they kind of finally said, we did something, and we're sorry.
Gotcha.
But they haven't even been clear as to what it was. But at any rate, if you do have an Asus router that was malfunctioning.
Right, or is.
Or is, do what we told you. Unplug it.
Yeah.
Then plug it back in. Let it run on the internet for a while. I'd give it probably an hour.
Yeah.
And it should catch that update and refresh.
You probably can also force the update, too, if you want to get
there might be a way to get into the interface, but if it's malfunctioning, that might not be available.
Oh, jeez.
So,
technology. Speaking of routers, TP-Link, they've got routers that have been implanted with malicious firmware in a state-sponsored attack.
Implanted.
So a Chinese state-sponsored APT group implanted malicious firmware into TP-Link routers as part of an attack campaign aimed at European foreign affairs entities. Nice.
Hmm.
So they basically were able to implant malicious firmware exclusively created for TP-Link routers among its many harmful components. And there's a customized backdoor dubbed Horse Shell. And so the horse shell has three main functionalities. A remote shell. This gives the threat actors full access to the infected device. Thanks. You get China right into your living room. File transfers. They can allow the threat actors to upload and download files to and from the infected device. And then SOX tunneling, allowing the threat actors to obfuscate the origin and the destination of the traffic and hide the C2 from defenders. So it's basically, again, it's a supply chain attack. Where the bad guys put the malicious firmware in there. It was updated. I'm sure TP-Link, well, I shouldn't say I'm sure. I would assume TP-Link doesn't know this is happening, but I think TP-Link is a Taiwanese company.
Well, Taiwanese.
I know. Well, I'm not going to go there politically.
I mean, they have every incentive not to want this to happen.
Correct.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. But somehow, some way, they put this firmware on there. So again, this is another problem, and this is a big problem, right? We've talked about this even with our own government agencies, the NSA, the CIA, actually taking Cisco firewalls right out of the shipping channel
right,
there.
Right.
Loading malicious tools right on them and then sending them on their merry way. So this happens not just in China. It happens here, too. You never know what technology you have is there to protect you until it's not. So not to drive you crazy as far as, you know, what is your refrigerator spying on you? But who knows? Who knows?
Stranger things have happened.
Yes, as you open the refrigerator, some guy in China is saying, "Hey, Chubby, what are you doing there? Get out of that refrigerator." Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was my wife telling me that. We'll put a link up here for this story. It'll freak you out a little bit because you're just ask yourself what other hardware is being intercepted. And anything else you want to bring up there, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. Microsoft is being Microsoft again.
Yes.
I believe we've mentioned before that they've started like prompting you to sign up for their services in little snippets that show up in the start menu when you open it.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, they've added those little snippets now into the settings app.
Jeez.
Now, that was the question that I had when I first saw the settings app when it came out with Windows 8.
Yeah.
Before, they used to have little control panel applets, and they're very small little things. It's a couple of settings you change them, and you're good, right?
Right.
Why do you use an app that takes up the entire screen to change a couple of things?
To make room for advertising?
Real estate on the screen for the ads. Yes.
Jeez. Microsoft.
Oh,
we've
man.
Already bought your product. Can you just leave us alone?
Right. And the thing that gets me is, I mean, these are Microsoft advertising itself.
Right.
But what's going to stop them from putting in third-party ads?
Nothing. No.
Those are coming, people.
Yeah. Nothing like getting an advertisement as you're setting up your display settings on your monitor. Hey, by the way, you look marvelous. Do you want to buy this? It's just crazy. I don't know. All right. Well, we'll put a link up there to that story as well. We always put links up to what we talk about over at computertalkwithtab.com. Dennis and Mike G post everything over to the Facebook and Twitter. So it's all there for you. So you don't have to remember. You can go right over and get the links directly. We're not doing it to advertise to you. We're just simply giving you the right links. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock live. Get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we have his computer talk with Tab, and this very possibly could be a Taylor Swift tune because I hear Carolyn's going to the concert, so we're like, oh, Carolyn, you can play whatever you want for Taylor Swift. So let's get to your calls. You got two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number, and let's see if this still works. Let's go to Roger in Middletown first. What's happening, Roger?
Hey guys, good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, the reason I'm calling is I have this wonderful Samsung TV. Great picture. It's about 6 years old.
All right.
And I've noticed over the past year or so that the apps are getting very slow and they're crashing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I've updated all my apps. I've updated the software on the TV, and the problem persists.
Right.
And another thing that's noticeable, an internet from Comcast, and I can get Peacock for free.
Okay.
You can't even run the Peacock app.
Right.
So yeah.
I was wondering, I don't want to get a new TV.
No.
Because the picture's awesome.
Of course.
Would it be feasible to go to something like, I don't know, a Roku, some sort of dongle stick, and instead of using my smart TV, just use a Roku?
Yeah, that's feasible.
Yeah, matter of fact, I think that's optimal because you're not anchored to whatever features the TV can support for the life of the TV, which is going to be longer than most other kinds of electronics.
Right.
I mean, that thing's still going to have a great picture for years.
Right.
So why be stuck with whatever it can handle the day that it came out of the factory?
Yeah.
That if you go get a separate device like a Roku or an NVIDIA Shield or something, you'll be able to be current. And then when it's time to replace that because it gets old, you just replace that. You're not replacing the whole TV.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, here's another question I have. What got me thinking about this is I got free in the mail from Comcast their version of a Roku.
Yeah, that's great, but they're probably going to charge you for it.
They say they're not.
Well, of course they're. They say that, but you know that's...
I haven't plugged it in, but, you know, one thing I've learned on anything for free isn't really free on the internet.
Right, right.
The oldest rule of economics.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, so I always learned, you know, pay a few dollars, get the free, you know, for the backup service or things. So would you recommend using the Comcast version of, I guess, Roku, or actually going out and buying one?
So to me, I'd want to be agnostic, and the ability of being agnostic is going to mean having a third-party device like a Shield. I'm a fan of the NVIDIA Shield that will it'll still try to sell you stuff too. Don't get me wrong; it's got its own Android flavor of showing these things as a little bit of a commercial as part of your menu. But it's designed to process video. It's designed to process this streaming technology, and it does a very, very good job of doing it. So if you look at those types of devices, you're not locked into the Comcast ecosphere or the you name it ecosphere. You're kind of able to be your own consumer a little bit more, I think.
Right. And you'll if you get like an NVIDIA Shield or a Roku, you'll be locked into those different spheres.
Right.
But those spheres are actually set up to handle different ISPs and different televisions.
And so, different apps.
And different apps. So it gives you a wider How can I put it? A wider footprint,
right?
For what you can get and what you can do with it.
If you think about even early on, Amazon, the Fire Sticks were fighting back and forth with the other services where I'm not sure which service didn't want to go on which service, but Amazon wouldn't allow this service on its Fire Sticks or vice versa.
HBO.
Something like, yeah.
It was HBO Go that they wouldn't, or HBO Max that they wouldn't allow.
Gotcha. So, you know, you don't want to be part of those issues, so just go ahead and pick an agnostic streaming system, like I would think Roku might be, and or the NVIDIA Shield might be. For now, they could all change.
NVIDIA Shield?
NVIDIA. NVIDIA is one of the biggest names in video processing, right? It makes all the high-end CAD video cards for computers, computer-aided design.
Yeah.
NVIDIA.
Now, here's another thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go out, possibly buy them, and they go from price for a basic Roku.
Right.
From like $40.
Yep.
It's like 150.
Yep. This will be like 200 for the Shield.
Yeah.
Oh, but still, here's the amount of times we switch apps during an evening, we probably spend 20 minutes.
Right.
I mean, to reboot everything or go into a different app.
And, right. Right.
So, what's the real difference between a less expensive one, I don't want to use the word cheaper, and a more expensive one?
The exact same experience you're having on your TV.
Right. The more expensive ones will have better Wi-Fi hardware, they'll have a wider range of video capability.
Better processing,
faster processing.
It'll actually process your audio better. So all those things, but we're up against the clock, Roger. I hope that helped you. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk. All right, we are back. A little more Taylor, I guess. A lot of synthesizer with this lady. a little dubstep sounds like, you know, built in. I haven't heard a single lyric. Come on there, Carolyn. Give us something to hear.
We want to hear about her latest breakup.
Exactly. All right, so we're here to help you guys out. Feel free to get online. 860-522-WTIC is the number. And we'll help you with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. The stream is working again. I don't know why Zuckerberg was having a problem, but it was just spinning, so I had to fire it back up again. So that is available to you as well. And of course, we'll finish up with Roger because we're running out of time. And, of course, the caller doesn't know we're running out of time. So to Roger's biggest question, right, so should I spend $40 on a streaming device or maybe spend more? Well, the issue you're having with your TV is that it really was designed as a TV, not a streaming device, right? So if you don't spend enough on the processing, you're going to have the same result just with a little tiny stick, right? So that's why I recommend something more robust like a Shield. It's going to process that audio much better. You know, it's going to process 4K video much better. It's got to go through that system in order to get to be displayed on your monitor screen there, your TV screen. So spend a little more, you'll have a better result.
Right. And my streaming players are in the Roku world.
Right.
And I stopped fooling around. I just, if I need to replace one at this point, I'm getting an Ultra,
right,
which is their top model. And it does everything. It does it better.
And you're processing all that nice audio that if you've got a good receiver system and sound system in your home to watch your movies at home, because nobody's going to the movies anymore.
I got a Bose soundbar on that sucker.
And then that thing's going to process that.
Oh, yeah. You get the sound that you're paying for.
Nice. So. All right. So let's get to your calls. Let's go to Gary in Cheshire next. What's happening, Gary?
Morning, gentlemen. Thanks for being on.
Our pleasure.
I've listened to you for a while, and I've just updated my laptop.
Okay.
I'm in the process of setting it up, and I get to this window, and it asks for my Microsoft account, which I do not have.
All right.
So the question I have, is there a way of setting it up without establishing a Microsoft account, or will I be stuck with them?
The answer to that question depends on if you have a Windows 10 or Windows 11, whichever, Pro license, or if you have Windows 10 or 11 Home on that computer.
So Windows 11.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to guess it's home.
I would say if you got Windows 10 or 11 Pro, you would probably know it because you would have had to pay for that, mm-hmm. and it would have been probably an upcharge on that, so you would be aware of it. If you have Windows 11 Home, you cannot get around creating a Microsoft Online account. You can't get around it. You can't.
Okay.
Believe me.
Mm, yeah.
We've tried.
Yes.
A whole bunch of us here at Tab have been trying to get around that for a long time. Can't do it. They removed all of the workarounds that would have functioned. The only way to do it is with Pro. And even then, it requires a really delicate dance. And that includes not connecting the computer to the internet while you're setting it up.
Mm.
If you've been connected to the internet, you're dead in the water too. You need that Microsoft Online account also.
They sniffed you out. They're like, Microsoft's like, aha, I see you. I see you trying to set up my software. Please log in. Yeah. Let me know who you are. Let me know who your firstborn is. Let me know where you live. Let me know what your age is. Let me know.
Exactly. Will I still have the ability to have a local account? Which
yes.
And
as a matter of fact, that's what we do if we have to deal with a Windows home system that we're setting up for somebody. Mm-hmm. We'll go through the process, use the online account just to get Windows started. Then we create a new local admin user.
Yep.
And unfortunately, you have to do that now with the command prompt.
Jeez.
Because if you go into the users panel on a home system, it will make you log in with an online account. What you have to do is create a local user account with the command prompt, and then you will be able to log in with that. And once you've done that, you can delete the Microsoft Online account from the computer, and then you're home free.
Ooh. Do we have an article we can...
I'm going to try to see if I can find an article that explains that whole scenario.
Yeah.
I've done it, I don't know, at least half a dozen times in the last year.
Okay. Do you have a minute I tell you a quick Uma story?
Sure.
Okay, I have been listening to you guys like forever.
Yep.
And I signed up for Uma a long time ago when you're first talking about it.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm still using the old Hub account.
All right.
A couple of months ago, the phone went crazy. It was staticky. I won't go out of the detail.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the online help. They couldn't help me. And then one Saturday morning, I get a strange phone call from San Diego, which I normally would not answer because I figure it's going to be a hack.
Mm.
Believe it or not, it was a gentleman from Uma had seen the problems I was having. They had reached out to him. He called me on a Saturday morning, and we walked through and found out what the problem was. And it actually turned out the problem was that they had posted an upgrade, so I wasn't the only one with a problem.
Gotcha.
So just think, Uma, the original account, the old Hub, so obviously I'm not that profitable for them. And they still gave what I thought was very good customer service.
Nice.
And since you guys turned me on to them, I thought I would share that with you while I have you.
Good to know. That's good, Gary. Thank you for the update.
Yeah, thank you very much, and I look forward to the help with the home account.
You got it. We'll do our best.
We did find an article that tells you how to create the account with the command prompt.
All right. It's already up there, Gary.
Right. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
We'll try. Thank you.
Great.
All right. Bye-bye. So Gary's got something to do this morning. Now let's go to who's been on the longest here. Let's go to Bob and Summers next. Hey, Bob, what's cooking out there?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I've got an HP laptop. It's running Windows 10. It's about 2 years old, and things couldn't be better. Everything's just running great.
We never get calls like that in the IT world. I mean, literally, that call does not ever come into our help desk.
Well,
ever.
ever.
Knock on wood here. Maybe I shouldn't be calling you or doing this, but like once a month, Microsoft will send me something and says, "Hey, let's upgrade you to Windows 11."
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think, it doesn't going to cost anything. I think I'll do that. But then I said, wait a second. Everything's running just terrific now. Do I really want to do that or not?
That's a great question.
It is a great question, and I'm going to ask you a couple things to try to figure that out. How old did you say the computer is?
A year and a half, 2 years.
All right. It will handle Windows 11 physically. The question that I have now is, do you have any either peripherals or software that is old? And I'm thinking, 10 years old or older.
No, nothing that age. I got a printer that's maybe a year and a half, 2 years old.
Okay. All right, that should have the proper drivers and everything available. I would say you probably can do it safely. You do have 10 days to decide whether to keep it at Windows 11 or roll back to 10. And you only have 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
If you go past that,
you're stuck at 11.
You're stuck at 11 forever.
But if everything is good today, running just fine, right, why would I want to go to 11? Is there any benefit there?
Windows 10 reaches end of life in 2025.
Right.
Huh.
That would be the only consideration that should push you to go up to 11.
Right.
And what you might want to do is just wait until maybe middle of next year.
Right.
And then do the upgrade.
Because you're going to have problems, right? We'd be crazy to tell you the upgrade's going to go smoothly. It should go smoothly, but it may not go smoothly. And you have a perfectly good day here that you don't want to ruin, right?
Exactly.
You literally called us saying your computer was working beautifully. And like I said, we never get calls to our help desk like that. Nobody sits back and says, I'm going to let Tab know how great everything's running perfectly. So you've done that, which is such a nice thing to hear. We'd be crazy to tell you to upgrade it. I would rather you go and try to fix something in your home and break that than your computer. I mean, that's what I would end up doing.
Yeah, I've got enough things to work on.
Exactly.
Something else.
Yeah, so you're doing fine. You don't have to do anything until 2025. There is a chance that when it does the upgrade, something goes kaflooey, and now you're like, oh, man, I got to reload the whole operating system. I lost all my data. You don't want to have a day like that.
Yeah, no. Exactly. I've been there.
Yeah. Are you backing up your computer?
Yep.
Good. So. Nice. Do something else you can do. Go paint the house. Well, it's going to rain. Do something else.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, guys.
You got it, Bob.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. So, yes, if it's all going well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And like I said, the only consideration is the end of life for Windows 10.
Exactly. And then they're going to force you.
Right.
At some point. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. So Richard, Brian, Mark, Dan, hang on. One line open for you, 860-522-9842 is the number. And, of course, we are on the old Facebook page. We posted everything over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you follow us on Facebook, you follow WTIC or you follow us on the Tab side, the program is being broadcast there too as well. We'll be right back. And we are back. Feel free to get online if you'd like. 860-522-9842 is the number. We're here till 11. And we'll try to get to all your calls. You're nice enough to join us, and so we do appreciate it. So let's go to who's been on the longest here. We're going to go to Brian in Suffield next. And, Brian, you're on three here. Hey, Brian.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
I was listening, and I'm making a follow-up call to the gentleman that was having problems with his apps bouncing him out of his TV.
Yes, sir.
I have a Roku TV that's a couple of years old now, and I'm experiencing the same problem.
Yeah.
So I've gone into the setup, and I've done the diagnostics that it says it needs to do, and it says it's running the current, I don't know, firmware, software, or whatever they say is current for my TV. Right. I've deleted the apps. I've reintroduced them, logged back in with username and password, and I can get maybe 3 or 4 minutes into, say, a Netflix movie. Yeah. And it punches right out.
Yep. So, yeah, you're experiencing it's the same thing, really. It's just these TVs, they try to chuck all that stuff in there because they're interested in what you're watching, right? I think we've had a story a while back with Vizio. Vizio makes more money selling the information about what you're watching than they do on the TV itself.
Okay.
That's a bigger profit center for them. So these TVs all try to throw this technology inside them, and clearly it was the B team that was on that job.
Yeah.
And okay. So we would tell you to get an external device like a Shield or even a Roku Ultima, you said it was called?
Well, Ultra.
Ultra.
Yeah.
And something that's really got some beef.
Even though it's a Roku TV?
Well, the thing is, the TV itself has the technology built into it, right? But it's just clearly not there. Not enough beef is there. There's nothing we can do to fix that, right? Nothing we can help you with. Nothing we can upgrade. Nothing we can modify if it keeps choking on whatever you've got going there. So if you go to an external device, the TV can just be a TV, right? You're just going to select the different input, and then the device can be a device, and then you'll have hopefully a better result.
Okay, so you go out and you get this external Roku device. Where does it plug into your TV, or what port does it use?
It'll use an HDMI cable.
Okay, is there a specific cable that is robust enough to handle the data, or any old cable?
Okay. Normally, I would say any cable.
Right.
But it does turn out that the quality of the cable does matter.
Yes.
So what I would do is I would buy from a good vendor,
right.
Maybe go on Amazon. I have some Amazon Essentials HDMI cables that I've used at my house,
yeah,
and they're fine.
Right.
So maybe buy one of those. I've also bought HDMI cables from a company called Monoprice, and those are fine. Your experience may be good with those. I wouldn't go on eBay.
No.
And I wouldn't buy there, and I wouldn't buy probably from an Amazon Marketplace seller. But Amazon's own product is probably going to be fine.
Yep.
Okay, so I go to Best Buy or something to buy this Roku device. Does it come with a cable in the box?
It might, yes.
It might. Some of them have them.
It'd be robust enough. Yeah, it'd be robust enough.
Yeah, they would have tested it at the factory.
And if it doesn't, Best Buy would have a cable for you as well.
Okay, and so I want to look for to supplement my Roku TV, a Roku Ultima. Is that it?
Ultra. That's the highest end product they make, but they make a couple others that are like medium tier, and those might be good enough for you. The only reason I went with an Ultra is just because I didn't want to have to fool around with stuff anymore. And I did have the good sound bar, and I am benefiting from the better sound from that.
Because it'll process it.
So you go and you buy the Ultra, you bring it home, you plug it in, you do the HDMI cable. Does the TV recognize it, or is there other setup?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the TV doesn't even care. You were showing the TV the video through the HDMI interface. The TV no longer is participating in having to process anything.
Okay, so when it goes to the home screen, you just pick whatever HDMI port that you plugged it into.
On the TV remote, there's going to be, usually it's called a source button.
Right.
You just have to pick that HDMI port as the source for the signal.
And
once that happens, then the Roku takes over, and you work with the Roku remote.
And many TVs are smart enough to just sense it. They're going to be like, there's a device here.
Yeah, a lot of them will auto-switch. Yeah.
Right. So is that only for the apps, or will it recognize, the local channels or whatever the streaming TV channels are? Will it recognize that?
Well, what are you using to stream your local channels?
I don't know. I just have it from Cox, the box, and I don't have it. I don't have a cable or anything connected from Cox. I'm just using the Wi-Fi to search the channels.
So you're using a Cox app?
No, it's a Roku TV. It's just picking up the wireless signal, and I have no Cox features associated with it.
You have no Cox features associated with it, but you're getting local channels.
Well, no, I guess not local channels. Whatever the internet provides me.
Well, the internet provides you nothing.
Well, unless you pay for everything you get.
I go on the TV and it says TV or whatever the little thing is that's not associated with the app. I click on that and there's a channel selector and I just pick one of the channels.
Okay, that is the source selection that I mentioned. And what it's doing is it's selecting as the source the television tuner inside the TV. So it sounds like it's picking up over-the-air signals. That's called over-the-air.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that'll be a different source.
That'll be a different source on that TV remote.
Right.
So you're going to be swapping between two different things. the TV, and then the HDMI.
Yeah. Or you go ahead and purchase Sling TV or other TV services that are, you know, YouTube TV that offers you live channels, and you can just stay on the one device.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to stay as minimal as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, ISO, it looks like I'm headed to Best Buy.
All right, Brian.
Just like the previous caller.
Yeah, well, that'll work. I mean,
Okay, I got you. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, these TVs try to chuck it all in, and eventually they become more obsolete than the actual technology. I mean, if you're trying to throw 4K videos down, all the great Dolby audio, these TVs that have it built in may not be able to process it well. Right. They're choking on it. The apps are giving them trouble. You know?
Right. And you also have the same problem that causes us to recommend people to get a separate modem and an access point.
Right.
That way, each thing is doing its own thing.
Right.
And you can swap one or the other as you need to over time.
Exactly. All right. Who's been along us? We're going to go to Mark in Bristol next. Hey, Mark. What's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Just a quick question. I have an acquaintance that has an HP laptop. It has an i5 and DDR3 memory, so it's old, but not the oldest machine in the world. He had it upgraded to Windows 10. It came with 7, but he only has 6 gigabytes of memory, so it runs very slow. I've ordered a hard drive. I'm going to clone it, put in an SSD, and put in 16 gigabytes of RAM.
All right.
But it's got an issue right now where when you turn it on, it's like an old-fashioned TV where the picture tube is weak and it has to stretch itself out as it's warming up. It literally takes 20 seconds to recognize a mouse click when you turn it on. And then, of course, you get everything buffered. And you think the thing is locked up. But after about, believe it or not, a half an hour or an hour, I thought he was making up a story. The machine works pretty well. So I'm hoping that it has something to do with the memory or the spinny drive.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that my purchases aren't going to be in vain, because he should have a pretty decent machine when it's all done.
I would say you're correct about that. Mm-hmm. The limited memory causes Windows to struggle to do all of its startup housekeeping.
Right.
And the fact that it's a spinning drive,
it's buffering to that down. Too. It'll be buffering to the spinning drive.
Right.
As well.
So once you get an SSD in there and then more RAM, it should free that up very quickly.
Okay. I was just concerned that he would put out the money for these two items and then it would run the same. And then I would then have to buy his computer from him or something like that.
Wow. No, that's kind of a rough relationship you got there. But
it's something that I'd want to do, because I work for volunteers. You know, I volunteer and help people out.
Oh, okay.
At the local senior center, and I can't see somebody eating my mistake.
Gotcha.
Well, there is one additional suggestion I'll make, and this is free. Okay.
Yeah.
Go to the website and see if of the manufacturer, see if there's a BIOS update.
Mm.
Because a lot of that startup stuff is going to depend on how that firmware loads. And if they've put out a newer firmware, it may work better with Windows 10 than the original firmware did with Windows 7.
Yeah. But that machine's pretty old too, Mark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2012.
So
there still might be an updated firmware out there to get. It's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say maybe 20% chance.
And out of 10, so you're more than 10 years old. So there is a little bit of a rule that we would have here telling you not to upgrade it. Anything beyond 6 generally isn't worth it. So you might be owning this computer, but
I've got quite a few as it is. Not that I got them that way, but it's not the money.
Lots of mistakes, huh?
Well, yeah, I guess you could hear lots of learning.
Sure.
But the thing is, he's an older gentleman, and he's used this computer most of his adult life in his business, and it has sentimental value to him.
All right.
And I wanted to keep it running for him.
Okay.
You know, so
you're on the right track. You're on the right track. See if it'll work, but you're on the right, and it's not going to be too expensive to try.
No, it's $50 for the hard drive and $30 for the memory, so
there
not a big deal.
Nope, not a big deal at all. Well, good luck with it. Let us know how it goes.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
You too, Mark. All right, we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Ryan, Richard, and Dan, hang on. Two lines open for you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.